Go ahead.
Yes, but if we have a method of organizing human behavior, as in this case, as in Symantec, as in Accenture, for example, the method
What was Symantec? I don't remember that.
Symantec was discarding unread email based on the source or characteristics of the email.
Did we describe that as a method of organizing human behavior?
Yes, done on a computer. And
I mean, that's a phrase, I didn't remember Symantec. That's a phrase that I had, I guess, always associated with the creation of obligations and authorities between people, which is what takes place in the commercial world. But the words themselves apply to, you know, what goes on in a chemistry lab, right? Add this, add that, take out this, heat this. That's all human behavior. So it's got to be more limited than that. But the category of abstract ideas is not unitary. It's not just the kind of commercial stuff. It's not just the stuff that goes on inside one's heads. It's not just intangibles. It's right. Also generalities as distinguished from concrete implementations, as I think we've come to stress.
Absolutely.
And every one of those distinctions I just said is, you know, has much gray area around it. But and it's all put under a label, abstract idea, that has itself lots of room for implementation. But here we have, I take it, this is deciding what information you want, getting it in a way that doesn't, and displaying it in a way that doesn't divert you from whatever else you may be doing.
Right. So it's the, you know, the age old practice with the assistant of, you know, please put a note on the corner of my desk to not distract me if certain things happen. On a certain, you know, every half an hour, let me know what my calls were. If a certain development happens, please pass me a note to let me know. That type of, that's the pre-computer analogy.
Can I ask you just, I think I know the answer,